You are Locked On Bears, your daily Chicago Bears podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
You are Locked On Bears, and I'm your host, Lauren Cox. I cover the Chicago Bears for NBC Sports Chicago, and I cover the NFL for Pro Football Focus. Locked On Bears is your podcast destination for daily Chicago Bears news and analysis. And today, we are all hands on deck, locked in and locked on to this Mitchell Trubisky injury situation. We started to touch on it a little bit on yesterday's podcast, but now we know it's legit. So today, we'll look at the latest from Matt Nagy and Chase Daniel on the situation, and we'll focus in on how the Bears may or may not be able to fare with their backup quarterback, potentially against the Detroit Lions. Let's start with the latest out of Halas Hall on Tuesday. Matt Nagy spoke with the media at his typical press conference here on a little bit more of a condensed week, but we always hear from Matt Nagy multiple times throughout the week. And when we heard from him on Monday, of course, he didn't have any news or notes on the Trubisky injury situation because it hadn't been revealed yet. And Nagy kind of said on Tuesday that the injury didn't really come to light for him as much, or at least he claimed he didn't really know much about it until after that time on Monday during when they got together for what would have been a practice that they didn't hold for the short week. So Nagy now addressed reporters for the first time since this injury news came out, and he didn't provide a lot of details, but I think it's important to kind of listen into the way he talks about it and, you know, not to overanalyze every word he says, but just kind of hear where the coach seems to be coming from and draw our own conclusions based on his tone and the words he chooses to use.
Yesterday, we did not have practice. If we would have had practice, then Mitch would not have practiced. And so he has a right shoulder that we're dealing with right now. And it's something that is going to be day to day for us. And, like I said, we did in practice. And if we did, then he wouldn't have practiced yesterday. And I think for us, the biggest thing right now is that this to me is going to be similar, cautiously being the same way as what we were with Khalil and with Allen on a day-to-day, you know, just trying to figure out exactly where he's at, how he feels, and what's best for him and the team.
Where did he tell you about what's restricting him and what's the pain that he's experiencing?
Well, he's just, you know, we don't get into a whole lot about that. I mean, he's in pain, you know, which is normal. But for us, we're this has been a short, you know, day and a half here for us. So the communication on that end, he's been dealing with Andre and the training staff. And for us, we've been super busy trying to game plan as well.
Coach, when did the injury come up? Yeah.
It happened at the end of the game there on the late hit by Harrison.
Man, what's your sense for whether he's going to play?
What's my sense?
Yeah.
I'm saying cautiously optimistic, but I can't make any promises. I hope he does, but it's at a day-to-day thing for us. Like I said, it's literally he wants to play. I know that, and for us, but we gotta make sure in these situations that we're doing the right thing. So that is why, regardless of whatever decision is made or wherever we're at on game day. I think this goes back to with Ryan and his guys making sure that throughout this roster we have depth and we feel comfortable. And so if it's something where Chase ends up playing, then that's the way it goes, and we keep moving forward.
Man, what kind of testing has Mitch had and what has come back on that?
Yeah, no, he's I'm not – so you guys – I'm sure you guys can understand. I'm not going to get into the actual details of everything with his shoulder. We've done our testing on it and we know exactly where he's at but out of respect to us and the player and where we're at, I'm not going to get into the details of it.
Is there any long-term concern?
No, for us, I mean, we're at a point right now where we're going through all that literally on a day-to-day type deal, but we feel very confident it's not.
Through one pass after the hit by Harrison, it was kind of a throwaway to Tariq Cohen. Could you tell, was that just a throwaway? Was he impacted by the shoulder?
No, I think it was just a throwaway.
Mitch,
Now, when did you, I mean, did you know yesterday that it was the type of injury that would impact him practice-wise?
No, I didn't hear about it until the afternoon, until later on. So I talked to you guys, and then later on in the day was when we got some of the news as far as where he's at.
So a couple things stood out from Matt Nagy's comments there about Mitchell Trubisky and the injury. One being that, you know, he claimed not to have known about the injury until Monday afternoon when everybody kind of reported. And I've been going back and forth with that ever since I heard it, you know, before recording this podcast. And I'm still not sure exactly how I feel about that, because, you know, Mitchell Trubisky, like Nagy said, another point I was going to get to, Nagy confirmed that Mitchell Trubisky injured it on that play to Harrison Smith, just like everyone expected and like we kind of thought from yesterday's Tape Tuesday podcast. So, you know, with Mitch injuring it on that play, I guess part of me finds it a little bit hard to believe that Nagy wasn't exactly aware of what Mitch's status would be. And, you know, I think it's plausible that he was aware and just had no reason to say anything about it yesterday. I mean, he's not required to disclose that information until the injury report comes out. So, you know, in no way am I blaming him for that type of thing. But it is just curious to me that, you know, with Mitch kind of suffering it on that play, that nowhere between Sunday night and Monday or early afternoon, you know, I find it hard to believe that Nagy would have had no idea about that injury. So I'm kind of curious about that. And I just kind of notice, I don't know, Nagy being, you know, he said he's cautiously optimistic, but you don't quite hear that same upbeat Nagy. And maybe it's just he's stressed from a short, condensed week as well. Like I said, I'm trying not to overanalyze every word, every tone, every inflection, but there was a little bit more stuttering and stammering over his words, trying to think about the right things to say and then what not to say in this type of situation. So there's just a lot of these kind of curiousnesses around what Nagy had to say at the press conference yesterday. And I thought it was important to kind of go through some of the things he said and the ways he said it to kind of give you the context of what we know here on the outside from Halas Hall. Interestingly enough, the Trubisky injury news and all the unknowns surrounding his status for Thursday haven't had any noticeable effect on the betting line. At mybookie.ag, the Bears are still 3-point favorites on the road, exactly the same as they opened up on Sunday. So if you like those odds, especially after they were a full touchdown favorite in the last Lions game and won pretty handily, you got to lay down some cash and win big with MyBookie. Right now, Locked On Bears listeners can get their first deposit matched dollar for dollar when you use the promo code LOCKEDON when you first sign up. We always say where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on. That's why we recommend mybookie.ag. Where you play, you win, you get paid. Up next, we hear from Chase Daniel and explore how this Bears offense could look different with the backup quarterback in instead of Mitchell Trubisky. Keep it locked right here on Locked On Bears. Today we are 100% focused on Mitchell Trubisky's right shoulder injury. We had touched on it on yesterday's Tape Tuesday podcast. Now we know it's a real concern for Thursday against the Detroit Lions. And there's a decent chance Chase Daniel makes his first start as a member of the Bears on Thursday. And it would actually be only his third career start in the NFL. The man's 32 years old. I believe he is the oldest player on the Bears roster, again, in line for his third career start. You know, it's notable that his first two career starts, of course, both came with Matt Nagy's Kansas City Chiefs. And I remember this offseason looking over, going through his just one of his starts on the tape when they first signed him, just to kind of see what he was able to do. And we'll get into that in a minute. But, you know, it is important that a lot of his experience has come in this offense. That not only does he have years in the offense, but he has thrown passes and executed it on the field. I believe in Kansas City, he attempted passes in 6 games. I think he came in and has taken knees as the backup quarterback. you know, and handed the ball off in a number of other contests. And of course, he's played a lot in the preseason. We saw him play particularly well this past preseason and give some Bears fans, especially early on there, some confidence in this backup quarterback. And he spoke to the media for probably the first time all season where people actually wanted to talk to him about a game upcoming. And he kind of shared his thoughts on the situation and how he's prepared for this moment throughout the year.
As the backup, you're always one play away. How prepared are you to start if needed?
Really prepared. I mean, I think that's, when I first signed here, you know, I got asked at my opening press conference, you know, what are the most important things of a back quarterback? Number one, obviously, was get the starter ready to do whatever he needs to do. And number two was to be ready when your number's called, if it's called. So, you know, this week is a little bit different just because it's a short week. But I really haven't changed the way I've prepared. Prepare like a starter every week. So for me, it's just another game.
How much does the familiarity with Nagy and the offense help you in the situation?
Yeah, a lot. You know, Nags and I go way back. He was my position coach for 3 years in Kansas City, obviously, and we stayed close for my time away in Kansas City. And yeah, we have a great relationship. So if it comes to that, you know, we trust each other pretty well. So we know what each other likes, and I think we would just roll.
Even if you're running the practice squad offense, going against the Bears' number one defense, will that make you prepared if you do go Thursday?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, we have the best defense in the league. I mean, I see it every day in practice. You know, you see Khalil rushing full speed. You got, you know, our back end like that, the linebackers. I mean, it's something that, you know, if I were to play, I think it's for sure prepared me. You know, I'm going against the best defense in the league in practice every single day. So,
Chase, obviously the starting quarterback gets the reps week to week. Have you gotten any tempo reps with this offense this season, and how many, if you could share?
No, I haven't gotten any, but you know, it's the same offense that I was in for 5 years. So for me, and it's mostly the same plays. We got some tweaks here and there, obviously different personnel, but I mean, I know the offense like the back of my hand, right? It's the fifth or sixth year going on in the league in this offense. So there's a very good comfort level there. So I don't see that being an issue at all.
Pretty successful in the preseason. What were you able to do in this offense?
This offense is all based around our playmakers, right? It's based around the quarterback, but it's based about the quarterback getting the ball to the playmakers in open space, in open field, and letting them make plays. So that's what we try to do every single week. We try to find matchups that we can take advantage of week in and week out, obviously run the football, and, you know, play action screen game as well. So I think we're pretty balanced right now. We need to get, a little better against the Lions. We didn't run the ball very well last game, and that's always a big emphasis for us is always improving the run game in this offense.
So it seems Chase Daniel is calm, cool, collected, and confident, at least outwardly, for this matchup. And, you know, given that it's the short week, you're not going to see a ton of preparation time for Chase Daniel, but I don't think you would have seen a ton of preparation time for Mitchell Trubisky. So I think because Daniel is so familiar with this offense, because he has started games in this offense, he's been obviously practicing this offense with, you know, some of the receivers that he'll be working with for the entire season and played with some of them in the preseason. I don't think you're going to see Daniels any more unprepared from a preparation standpoint than Mitchell Trubisky would be. So from that standpoint, the Bears won't be necessarily any more set back with Chase Daniel. And the main difference you would see in this offense, of course, then, is just the difference in talent of the quarterback, that they'll be in largely similar situations going in, and it's just a matter of, okay, how good is Chase Daniel compared to Mitchell Trubisky when running this offense? And we know, as him being an older quarterback, he's not going to be as spry as the young Mitchell Trubisky when he's dropping back there, and he's going to need some extra support and some extra boost from his teammates around him. And we know, as you get older, everybody can always use a little bit of an extra boost. And that's why our friends at BlueChew.com are here to help. BlueChew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. It's prescribed online and ships straight to your door in a discreet package, so there's no in-person doctor visits, no waiting in the pharmacy, and because it ships direct, it's cheaper. Right now, we've got a special deal for Locked On Bears listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use the promo code LOCKEDON. you just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code LOCKEDON to try it free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring the podcast. Still to come, we look at the on-field impact of having Chase Daniel potentially in the game in place of Mitchell Trubisky, including how the offense could look different and what the Bears are going to need from their supporting cast. That's next on Locked On Bears. Today on Locked On Bears, we're locking in on Mitchell Trubisky's injury and preparing for Chase Daniel's potential first career start with the Bears. And it's obviously not going to be a perfect transition between the two if they have to make the change. There is going to be some real differences in how this offense is run and potentially how effective it's going to be. And so when I go back and watch Chase Daniel tape, which I had done when the Bears first signed him, you know, there was for a long time there was some belief that Daniel could be kind of this diamond in the rough quarterback, that because the Saints had held on to him for so long as Drew Brees' backup, and obviously the Chiefs brought him in and seemed to be pretty high on him, and you know, then he goes to Philadelphia and gets a little bit of opportunity there and comes back to the Saints as maybe a potential, you know, heir to Drew Brees. At least that was the thought for a little while there. You know, there was always some thought that, okay, maybe he is something special or something above average that, you know, teams are just kind of waiting on and waiting to unveil at some point. But when we have seen him make two career starts, obviously a very limited sample size. And you can't draw any final conclusions about Chase Daniel, but I see a guy who's fully capable of running the offense to some level of effectiveness. He's going to get the plays out. He's going to make sure players are in the right position and you know, leading your offense. And that's not going to be 300 yards and three touchdowns, but it is going to be taking care of the ball, pretty steady accuracy, completion percentage, and just kind of that general baseline consistency that can keep you afloat. Chase Daniel isn't or hasn't proven himself to be the type of quarterback who can win you a game and, you know, can single-handedly, you know, carry you to a win, be the reason why your team won the game. And that's fine. I mean, you're talking about your backup quarterback here. We're not, you know, if he was a guy that could be a difference maker, he wouldn't be a backup quarterback. At least that's kind of what the market theory would tell you. And to this point, again, hasn't proven to be able to be more than that. But he is a quarterback who can win games with the proper supporting cast. And in some ways, that has described Mitchell Trubisky at points in this season. I think that described Mitchell Trubisky against the Vikings for the most part. Turns the ball over two times, you know, makes a nice touchdown and a couple of decent throws here. But Mitchell Trubisky didn't will the Bears to that win over the Vikings. I mean, the defense was phenomenal and really shut down what the Vikings wanted to do offensively. And, you know, you saw some nice field goals from Cody Parkey finishing drives that Mitchell Trubisky was unable to. And, you know, that's just one example. But there have been other games this season as well. You know, think Arizona, maybe even a little bit of Seattle, where Trubisky isn't at his best. And the rest of the team has had to step up to help them win games. So in that sense, he's not going to be detrimental. Chase Daniel isn't going to be, in theory, shouldn't be the guy or the reason that the Bears lose. He hasn't played that poorly as a quarterback to hurt you negatively in a game like this. He's going to come in. He's not going to make the wow throws. He hasn't proven the ability to do so, to really open up the offense and throw all around the field. Again, because he's your backup quarterback, it's not necessarily a criticism. It's just kind of reality with quarterbacks in his position. It's fine. It's passable as a backup. But he's also not going to put the ball in harm's way very much. He's going to just play smart, take what's there, don't try and force anything, and live to throw another down. And so, from a schematic standpoint, I think you're going to see fewer of the deep shots to Taylor Gabriel that Mitchell Trubisky would take, and you're going to see more of the type of Bears offense we saw in weeks 1, 2, and 3. A lot of the curl routes to Allen Robinson, the dump-offs to the flat, a lot of Tariq Cohen and Jordan Howard running back quick, you know, hot route throws. You know, I think the Lions defense and Matt Patricia are going to try and find different ways to attack Chase Daniel and test him in different ways. And so I think that comes down to checking down to your running backs, your tight ends, and your wide receivers on some shorter routes. You know, I think they're going to try and stretch the defense as much as they can, but it's just not something that Daniel has shown the ability to necessarily do effectively. So that means you're going to need plays after the catch from Tariq Cohen. You're going to need Taylor Gabriel to make some guys miss. You're going to need the running game to get going like it did a little bit more against the Vikings. Daniel had mentioned there the running game couldn't really get going against the Lions last time. That's something I think they're going to commit to a little bit more. I think you're going to see a lot of touches for Jordan Howard and obviously Tariq Cohen as well in the running and passing game. And he's going to need that help. He's going to need the running game. He's going to need receivers to make plays. And almost most importantly, he's going to need this defense to have another signature type game. He's going to need, you know, something like a forced fumble from Khalil Mack, you know, sacks from Hicks and Mack and maybe Floyd or Bilal Nichols or Roquan Smith or Bryce Callahan blitzing. You know, they're going to need big plays from the defense. They're probably going to need a turnover or two somewhere or maybe a special teams touchdown. They're going to need the other two phases in some combination to put this offense in a better position to be successful. They're going to need help. Chase Daniel is going to need help, and the Lions aren't necessarily the type of team that are going to make it too difficult on him. You know, it's not going to be a walk in the park, and the Lions even made it close a little bit there in the last game as you kind of got down and got through, but it's still a very winnable game with Chase Daniel under center. It's not going to be nearly as, it's not going to feel as potentially easy as sometimes it does against the Detroit Lions, but it is going to be a nice stepping stone for him and a good opportunity here. You know, they're not playing the Patriots this week. They're not playing the Rams this week. They're not even playing the Packers or Vikings. They're fortunate to have a team on the downswing with the Detroit Lions that has this offense to be able to survive if Mitchell Trubisky can't play this week. And you even get the Giants after that. But certainly 2 weeks from now with the Los Angeles Rams, you're going to need all hands on deck, no matter how it goes. With or without Mitchell Trubisky this week, we will have you covered here on Locked On Bears with all your daily Chicago Bears news and analysis. Tomorrow, we will get the scoop on the Detroit Lions from our friend Matt Deary, host of Locked On Lions, for what will end up being a crossover Thursday Thanksgiving edition of Locked On Bears to get you ready for Thursday's short week game. I hope you'll subscribe to make sure you keep up with all of our daily Chicago Bears news and analysis, because we'll be here every week, win, lose, or draw, Mitchell Trubisky or Chase Daniel, whoever's going to run this offense, we're going to be breaking it all down like we do every week on your favorite daily Chicago Bears podcast. Because you know what? Even Chase Daniel can give you a reason to bear down.